Hello everyone, I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Today is November 18th, 2018. This is the Special Reports section, where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special predictive report on the Mercury retrograde period that runs from November 16th to December 6th, 2018. This is the last retrograde period for Mercury for this year. Mercury is retrograde in sidereal Scorpio, starting at 19 degrees Scorpio on November 16th, and after 3 weeks, finishes its retrograde period at 3 degrees Scorpio on December 6th. While in Scorpio, Mercury teams up with Jupiter, which entered this sign back at the beginning of October. About halfway through its retrograde period, Mercury will be exactly conjunct Jupiter. Jupiter is the energy of enlargement, of increase. Mercury is the planet of ideas. Put the two together and you get big ideas. But what if Mercury is retrograde? The planet of rational thinking, going backwards, means things get irrational. So, big ideas that aren't rational. Jupiter is also the planet of faith, belief, optimism. Thus, despite being potentially wrong, there's still a lot of confidence in those big ideas. Therefore, this Mercury retrograde period has a high likelihood to be a little more crazy than usual. Mercury retrograde periods are good for some things. Since it's the planet of communication, retracing its steps in the zodiac, retrograde Mercury periods are good for getting back in touch, going back over things, making corrections. Since Jupiter is the planet of truth and wisdom, this process of revisiting the past may have some real benefits, bringing some new understanding and realization. Just beware of Jupiter's rose-colored glasses scenario. In other words, making things more positive and optimistic than they truly are. Now, I'll go through the zodiac and describe some of the possible outcomes of this planetary pattern for each of the rising sign charts. Just remember that this is Vedic astrology. In other words, I am using the sidereal zodiac, the real one you can see with your eyes up in the night sky. If you are referring to your Western astrology chart, which uses the tropical zodiac, you have to subtract 24 degrees from your chart positions to get the sidereal positions. If you are Aries rising, retrograde Mercury is affecting your 8th house, the house of finances with others. This is a somewhat problematic combination since Mercury is the planet of business transactions, and when retrograde there are more mistakes in transactions than usual. Jupiter is here as well, and, by the way, Jupiter is the planet that represents banks and banking. So, if you are financially involved with a bank, you might want to take a really close look at any statements that arrive during this time. The 8th house is secrets and investigations. Mercury is the planet of facts and data. Jupiter is the truth. Thus, going back over the past for more information, finding the truth, and hopefully solving the problem. For Taurus rising people, Scorpio is your 7th house, so Mercury is retrograde in the house of one-on-one relationship, an indication of communication problems with your significant other, or business partner, or client. Jupiter being here as well means that beliefs will be influencing the illogical thinking of retrograde Mercury, making conclusions even more illogical and unrealistic. If you have Gemini as your rising sign, Scorpio is your sixth house, meaning retrograde Mercury is affecting your health, dealing with problems, and your employment situation. Since Mercury is the planet of making decisions, its backwards condition in the house of dealing with difficulties and solving problems makes your solutions more likely to be in error. Jupiter's signification of beliefs, combining with the issues caused by retro Mercury, indicates the problems with your cohorts may have originated with your beliefs. For Cancer rising people, Mercury is retrograde in your fifth house of romance, leading to misunderstandings in that department. With Jupiter contributing optimism and faith, you'll probably be the last to realize what the real issue is. Relations with your child, if you have one, will also tend towards confusion. But since the fifth house is the house of spiritual practice and teachers and teachings, retrograde Mercury's capacity for introspection, plus Jupiter's wisdom, may help you to attain a new level of realization. Leo rising charts have retrograde Mercury with Jupiter transiting in their fourth house, the house of home, comforts, domestic life, assets, car, and mother. Watch out for miscommunication on the home front. Since the fourth house is assets and property, and retrograde Mercury tends towards mistakes in business, this is not a good time to be engaged in property transactions or buying a car, especially with Jupiter providing too much optimism, leading to unrealistic expectations. Virgo rising people get retrograde Mercury with Jupiter in the third house of everyday operations, desire and initiative, use of skills and talents, and relationship with sibling and or neighbor. Having the planet of communications backwards in this sector is particularly annoying, since everyday activities get screwed up, along with your relationship with your brother or sister or neighbor. Attempts to fulfill your desires will likely prove fruitless. The addition of Jupiter's influence indicates that you are being unrealistic about your efforts anyway. If you are Libra rising, the retrograde Mercury-Jupiter combo shows up in your second house, the house of money and material belongings, family relations, and speech. Mercury, the planet of transactions, in your second house of acquiring stuff, shows that this is not a good time for more purchases. Since Mercury is the planet of speech, its retrograde condition in this sector of your chart is especially problematic. Jupiter combining with retrograde Mercury indicates that hope and optimism will be the cause of misunderstandings, especially when dealing with other family members. For Scorpio rising people, retrograde Mercury joins Jupiter in your first house of self, where it can cause problems all over the place as you interact with people in your world. Jupiter's transit in your ascendant sign provides you with opportunities across the board, but during these 3 weeks, while the planet of decisions is backwards, it may be better to wait it out before deciding what to do. Mercury retrograde stops you from seeing the situation clearly, Jupiter gives you optimism, resulting in unintended consequences. If you are Sagittarius rising, you get Mercury retrograde in your 12th house, along with Jupiter. This is the house of unknown people, in other words, strangers. So you have to be careful that your interaction with a stranger doesn't lead to some misunderstanding. On the upside, this is also the planet of thinking and reasoning, going back over things, in your house of the subconscious, along with Jupiter, the planet of wisdom. So it's a good opportunity for some introspection, contemplation of the past, and perhaps making progress in your meditation. For Capricorn rising charts, the Mercury retrograde plus Jupiter combination occurs in your 11th house of goals and ambitions, profits and gains, friends and associates. Jupiter's transit here is welcome. It's the planet of increase in the house of profits and rewards. But retrograde Mercury screws things up for a few weeks. The increase gets misinterpreted. The payout gets delayed. Relationships with 11th house people, your friends, your associates, are similarly in trouble. And with Jupiter, planet of optimism here, you have to make sure you are not the victim of a too-good-to-be-true scheme. If you are Aquarius rising, retrograde Mercury and Jupiter are together in your 10th house of deeds in community, reputation, career, and financial professional activities. Since this is the house of your superiors, your boss, you have to be careful that communications with the hierarchy doesn't get screwed up somehow. Orders going up and down the chain of command can get misinterpreted, delayed, mishandled. Jupiter, the planet of opportunity, is usually good in the 10th house for increasing your status amongst your peers, but with retrograde Mercury, you get undone by how you express your ideas. And for Pisces rising charts, you get Mercury retrograde with Jupiter in your 9th house of good fortune, good deeds, beliefs and religion, father and guru. The expansiveness of Jupiter, planet of belief, in the house of belief, makes you want to promote your ideas to others. But with Mercury retrograde, somehow the communication doesn't come across right, and you get misinterpreted by those who you are trying to impress. Whatever discomfort Mercury retrograde causes, the thing to remember is that it's only 3 weeks until Thursday, December 6th. After that, the planet of communication slowly resumes its normal forward motion in the zodiac and things get back to normal. Except for one other item. Right when Mercury retrograde ends, Mars will be exactly conjunct Neptune, a rather pernicious planetary pattern that will appear to extend the misunderstandings and mistakes for yet another couple of weeks. And now, before signing off, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, you can help keep it going by contributing a few bucks to the cause. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.